Right now, we want to talk about what probably is one of the most important areas in your home. You don't think about the laundry room being very important, but Laura in North Carolina is pretty important to her. Hey, welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us about this, because you're trying to make your laundry room a little more functional, a little more accessible. What are you trying to do?
Okay, I have a brand new home, and the cupboards were hung over the washer and dryer, and they're hung, you know, backed right against the wall. But when you try to access the cupboards, you're reaching over the washer and dryer and up, and you can't. I'm 5'3", and I can't get at the shelves in the cupboards because my arms will reach to open them, but not to go in them. So I need to bring the cupboards out where I can reach them and try to find a way to build them out from the wall about maybe a foot or a little more so that I can really use the cupboards.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can certainly. You painted a perfect picture there of the frustration that a lot of people experience, because most of those cabinets, and I'm sure in your case, is only 12 inches deep on the overhead cabinets, I assume.
I didn't measure the
depth
of them,
probably,
but you're
so.
Probably
yeah.
Right.
But
yeah.
Usually they're either 2 foot or 2 foot, 18 inches, or they're 1 foot. So most likely they're just 1 foot traditional wall cabinets. And that is very frustrating in what you're talking about there. The area of where the washer and dryer, now, is there a wall on each side there? Is that 5 foot or 5.5 foot the only space you have? Or
yes.
Okay. All right. So what you could do here, and I'll have to say I've never done this. I know it'll work, but it's a kind of a unique situation that you can basically create a false wall behind it. So the cabinets would come down. You would look in there. Most likely they have a series of screws that are screwing the back of the cabinet into a stud wall in the wall. That would be the proper way of doing it. So those would be removed, and then you carefully take the cabinetry down. Then you would be able to actually use 2x4s or 2x6s to space out on that wall 6 inches, 8 inches, 12 inches, whatever you might want, and then put the some braces against the wall. Put 2x6s or 2x4s running left to right, and that's what you'll reattach the cabinets to. So the reason I ask if it was wall to wall like that, because if you are pretty well tight like that, the cabinets will cover up this framing, this extension framing that you're doing, and you won't have to put any drywall up.
Right.
So
you're exactly right.
Yeah. So that would that would work. Like I say, I've never done it before, but I can certainly see where it would be a good solution to a situation like this. Joe, you understand what I'm talking about, Joe, and being able to extend this. Kind of a unique problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it's a common problem because, as Danny said, I'm sure those are just standard 12-inch deep cabinets you ordinarily see in a kitchen, you know, up on the wall. Now, the other option is to the simplest option would be to leave them in place and get other cabinets or other storage and put it someplace in the room for things that you need to reach all the time. Then just use these existing cabinets for items that, you know, you need a step stool and maybe you very rarely go up there to get an extra bottle of detergent or whatever. But you could move them forward and hang them from the ceiling. I mean, that's another option. They'll still be relatively high, but they will be a little closer. Or just move them to take them down and move them to another place if you have another place in the room. But if I was going to, even if you had another wall to move them to, I'd probably leave them in place, buy some affordable cabinetry that matches and just hang them, you know, and install those someplace else in the room that would make it easier for you to reach.
And one caution thing there too, Laura, if you do move these cabinets out, you want to make sure that the if it's not a front loader, if any of these are, if the washing machine opens from the top, you want to make sure that's not interfering with the door actually opening and being able to stay open while you're feeding clothes into it.
Right. Well, the cupboard on the left that's over the washing machine is a half cupboard. So it's a smaller sized one anyway. But what I was going to do was not only put them back in place with the 2x4 or 2x6 building it out, but I was going to drop it down a foot or two as much as I can so that I can reach the top shelves.
Good, good.
And you could do that if you hang it from the ceiling. Yeah, if you do that, if you hang it from the ceiling, Laura, you could do that as well. Build structural framing that would support the cabinet and just mount it as high or as low as you want. Yeah, I mean, that would be another option. Obviously, if you mount it to the ceiling, you have to go screw securely into the joists above, the ceiling joists above.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, since I don't have a lot of experience in the do-it-yourself field with this type of thing, I think just building it up at the back is going to be the simplest, easiest way to get the job done.
Sure. Just make sure you use the screws and it is, you know, that you are attaching it to framework, and that should solve the problem, make it accessible, and get a little frustration out of that laundry room. And if you there's a lot of handymen that are available if you feel like you need to bring someone in. But glad we were able to have you on the show and be a part of it this week.
Okay, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. You take care and have a great weekend.